ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः हरे कृष्ण दस कमिंग अप हियर हरे कृष्ण प्रभु ही इज अ लायर सो ही गेट्स गुड इन्फॉर्मेशन्स अनफॉर्चुनेटली दिस वाज नॉट अ वेरी गुड इन्फॉर्मेशन नॉट एट ऑल गुड इन्फॉर्मेशन ही सेड द इंडियन हाई कोर्ट राइट और सुप्रीम कोर्ट Supreme Court passed the judgment that men and women can stay together without getting married and it is not illicit or illegal. And the example he gave that Krishna also lived like that. In the land of Dharma, so-called holders of justice can say like this because they don't study Ramayana. They have misinformation of Krishna Lila. And they have no understanding of Ramayana. Therefore, the Ram Lila and Krishna Lila, Ram Lila is duty over love, and Krishna Lila is love over duty. But unless one stands on the platform of duty over love, love over duty becomes sahaja and causes unlimited confusion. Therefore, Lord Ram, when we call him as Maryada Purushottam, Maryada not in regards to limited power, Maryada in regards to following the rules. What Krishna preached in the Bhagavad Gita was already practiced by Ram in the previous yoga. Now, preach, you practice before you preach. Lord had done it in his previous incarnation and he was establishing something else. Every incarnation of the Lord has different purpose. So therefore, Ram Lila, when we say duty over love, is the principle of establishing a standard. As last few days, and of course before also, Radhanath Maharaj speaks about character. He quotes the example of Srila Prabhupada when somebody asked him, what's your philosophy? He said, philosophy without good character is useless. One will not understand. So therefore, when we study Lord Ram's character, Lord Ram's qualities, they are not only very endearing, but at the same time makes one very responsible. And then we can actually appreciate Krishna Lila. Lord Ram, when our Valmiki Maharshi, when he was approached by Narad Muni was asked by Valmiki Maharshi and he raised a question and asking about 16 qualities. Who has these 16 qualities? Who represent these qualities? I want to know about such personality. And Narad Muni briefly explained, he gave a synopsis of Ramayana and inspired Valmiki Maharshi to write Ramayana. Therefore, Narad Muni is responsible for all the scripture, whether it is Bhagavatam or Ramayana. Narad Muni is there, all pervading, like an air. This is what Vyasa explains to Narad Muni. You are like an air, going everywhere without any hindrance. And some of the qualities we'll try to study. One quality, Valmiki Maharshi asked, Gunavan. He says, who is there? Konvasvin Gunavan. Now, the general definition of Gunavan means collection of good qualities. But here, Valmiki Maharshi separates Gunavan from other qualities. Gunavan, Viryavan, Dharmagya, Kritajna, Dridavrataha, Satyakam, Satcharitra. So these collection are called as Gunavan, but strangely, Valmiki Muni said, no, Gunavan is separate and all other qualities are separate. And what is this quality? Very interesting. Something like in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami churn 64 qualities of Lord Krishna. There are limitless qualities of the Lord, but these 64 qualities were very endearing to Rupa Goswami, which are practical and can be attractive to all class of people. So this Gunavan quality, it is explained, very, very beautiful quality of the Lord. This is a hope-giving quality. When Lord appears in this material world, why does He appear? He is forced by His karma. We see, a living entity is also forced by His karma. But Lord is also forced by His karma. What karma? The karma of compassion. Janma karma cha me divyam. Otherwise, the Lord has no purpose. And the example is given, that Gunavan, that if you are lost somewhere, and you have no way to, you know, find the place where you are looking for, and especially in an unknown place, there is always fear that somebody will misguide you. Somebody sent a mail saying that if you are driving your car, if you have parked your car, and if somebody has stuck some chit behind your car, don't get down, because they will run away with your car or steal something in your car. So when you go to an unknown place, there is always fear of misguided. People will misguide me, people will steal something from me. So similarly, when the living entity comes to this material world, it's an unknown place. It's a place where living entity is wandering everywhere. Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja, Kabu Kita. In this way, is loitering everywhere, wandering in so many species of life, looking for direction, and everybody is misguiding. I remember when I used to travel in the bus party, we used to go city to city. And we had the policy, never ask one person, ask at least three people. Why? Because people take pleasure. In this world, a pleasure for people, because there is no real pleasure. The pleasure is what? To see others suffer. As Radhananda Maharaj is explaining, as Chandramouli Maharaj said, cricket is our religion. Even we also believed it before we came to Krishna consciousness. So he was mentioning, in a sport event, the number of sufferer is more than the number of enjoyer. One team wins, rest everybody is frustrated. That is the nature of this world. You enjoy at the cost of other suffering. Owner's pride, neighbor's envy. Owner's pride is only if it causes envy to others, and that is my pleasure, unfortunately. So misguiding in the name of philosophy, in the name of sympathizing, in the name of giving charity, is a natural system of this world. So therefore the Lord, seeing that conditions of the loitering, wandering here and there, what does He do? He comes down. He is forced because of our suffering, not because He has something common in this world. He lives in the spiritual world. Therefore He comes. Just like in Kumbh Mela, there are always this camps. Bhule Bhatkon Ki Shibir. They are keeping announced, they are always announcing, Hey Ram, Ayodhya Ke Ram, Agar Bhatke Ho To Yahan Aa Jao, Bhule Bhatke Shibir Mein. Now they can't run around looking for their person, because it is vast. Lakhs of people are there, where will you find? It is not possible to find a lost soul. Therefore you have to go in one camp, and keep announcing till your person comes there. But here the Lord, what does He do? He comes down. He is forced because of His compassionate nature. He comes down to this material world, looking for that lost soul everywhere. And that is the definition of Avatar Tattva. Avatar Tattva means forced by compassion, comes to this material world, looking for the living entity, holding His hand, and taking Him back to the spiritual world. So who will not call Him as Gunavan? Just like if someone shows you the way, not only shows you the way, He actually puts you in His car, drives you to the place, and shows you to that place, you naturally call, what a good quality, such a nice person. So this is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is willing to take all kinds of trouble to save the conditioned soul. And then, in the story of Vibhishan, this is one of the most important story in Ramayana. Killing Ravan is okay for the children. No? Children enjoy. I want to be Ram and you be Ravan. I will kill you. Very entertaining. Of course, there are many lessons. But one of the story in Ramayana to highlight this quality of Lord Ram is the quality of how much he is nice. When Vibhishan came to Lord Ram asking for shelter, not only Ram gave him shelter, very interesting discussion is there, that all the monkeys headed by Sugriv Jambavan, they said, no, he is not fit to receive shelter because after all, who is he? He is the person from demon's family. Therefore, he does not qualify to receive your mercy. Reject him. If he has rejected his brother, certainly will reject you also. He has ditched his brother, he will also ditch you. What relationship he has with you? When Ram asked Hanumanji as a pure devotee said, no, there is no bad in him. I can see on his face. Face is the index of the mind. His disposition, his body language, his speech is so full of innocency. My Lord, you have to accept him. So Ram tried to make qualification in someone who had no qualification and tried to trick the Lord, which is what the devotees usually do. That's what we talk. Radharani Prabhupada explains. He said, my dear Lord, he is a very good. Even though he is a fool, please accept him. So by behooing Krishna to accept somebody is unqualified, that is how a devotee receives the mercy, an unqualified soul. So Hanumanji, as a great devotee, he could see no bad in Vibhishan, but only good. But then Ram made a very interesting point. That is the quality of Gunavan. He said, what you say, Sugriv Jambavan, that this person is born demon. Accepted, that is the first quality. And second quality is that not only is born demon, but is brother of Ravan. That adds greater intensity for his bad quality. And third is that till now he had not surrendered. He should have surrendered long back. Why now? So there are three bad qualities of Vibhishan. First of all, he is born demon. Secondly, he is a brother of Ravan. And third, he had not surrendered till now. These qualities cannot be erased, but still I will accept him. Because that is my nature. If he has come to me asking for shelter, I will certainly give him shelter. Therefore, living in it has no qualification to practice devotional service. It is only the Lord's compassion which forces the living entity. He arranges so many facilities. He creates shastras. He creates tirthas. He brings his pure devotees in the form of spiritual master. And in this way, he creates so much facilities for the living entity to accept devotional service that it is nothing but extension. Lord is extending his hand in the form of deities, in the form of tirtha, in the form of devotees, in the form of spiritual master. It is nothing but extending his hand. Hold my hand. I'll pull you out of this world. This is the quality of the Lord. Therefore, Lakshman, when Hanumanji came and he was inquiring, who are you? He was sent by Sugriv. Just see, Sugriv saw Lord Ram and Lakshman, and still he had doubt that must be they are my enemies. That is the nature of living entity. Want to misunderstand and then accuse also. So Sugriv, rather than seeing, no, these are my well-wishers, he thought that they are sent by Wali. So we don't understand when the Lord comes to this world, rather than glorifying him, there are people who criticize the Lord. Even Krishna did like that. What is this Ram? How could he kill Wali like that? How could he hide and kill Wali? How could he banish Mother Sita? One poet gives the example. He said, Ram is like a lake created by Dasharatha Maharaj. And what kind of lake? The lake of nectar. And what kind of nectar? And the nectar which gives you immortality. What kind of immortality? The immortality of eternal devotional service. And this lake was not stationary. This lake was moving from place to place. He was going forest to forest, helping the conditioned soul. But when this lake came to Kishkindha, everybody drowned and became immortal in this lake. Sugriv drowned, Hanumanji drowned, so many other monkeys drowned. But there was one monkey named Wali. He tied big rock in his waist, and rather than floating and enjoying the nectar, he drowned and died. Whose fault is it? Is it the fault of Ram or is it the fault of Wali? And eventually Wali actually understood, no, it is not your fault. I could not recognize you. Ram told him, I can revive you. I can pull out that arrow and save your life. But Sugriva was enlightened. In the Vedic scripture, there are two ways to enlighten. One is Shastra and one is Shastra. If you are not enlightened by Shastra, then we have Kshatriyas. Unfortunately, there are no Kshatriyas in Kali Yuga. So, there is Shastra and Shastra. Wali, he was enlightened. Tara tried to enlighten him, but he said, what, you can speak to me? He didn't hear her good instruction, and therefore Ram enlightened him by shooting arrows at him. And he actually got enlightened. He could appreciate Lord Ram. And when Ram asked him, I can pull out and I can save you. But Wali was enlightened and he said, my dear Lord, how fortunate am I? Not only I am being killed by you, I am dying in your presence while chanting your names. So why should I miss this opportunity? If this is the conclusion of Wali, why the Wali's followers don't hear this story? Why Ram killed him from behind? That is the fly mentality. His wife, Wali's wife, Tara, she glorified Ram so much. She has no problem with Ram. She came angry. But when she saw Lord Ram, heard his qualities, the power of Lord Ram's beauty was so great that her personality immediately changed. That is the nature of the Supreme Lord. So Hanumanji asked this question to Lakshman, who is this? Who are you? And then Ram asked Hanumanji, Lakshman to introduce. And Lakshman spoke about Dasharath Maharaj. He spoke about Ram. When the time came for him to introduce himself, he could have said, I know, I am also son of Dasharath Maharaj. I am also brother of Ram. What does it do? It makes you feel proud. I also belong to this place. You know, this person, sometimes people, you know, they are from some big college. They also say, I am also from that same place only. If you have some big cricketer, oh, I am also from that same town. When we identify with them, we feel that I am also almost close. Only thing that he became so famous, I did not become so famous. To identify with something wonderful, something great, and feel oneself, I am also like that, is another arrogance of the living entity. And actually, Lakshman was certainly brother of Ram. He was certainly the son of Dasharath Maharaj. But how did he introduce himself? Very interesting. He said, my dear Hanumanji, it is the greatness of Ram that he calls me as my brother. He calls me as my brother or his brother. But my position is that I am his servant. And why am I a servant? Because I am attracted by his great qualities. His qualities are so wonderful that I am simply attracted to his qualities and therefore I have taken the position of being his servant. But that is the greatness of Ram that he calls me as his brother. This is the subtlety of spiritual culture as our Rasamrita Swami Maharaj. It will take some time to change. He was mentioning very, very wonderful point. He said all that glory was hearing about himself. He was obliged to do it. But he said no devotee will ever believe about whatever devotee said. Therefore he is qualified to take sannyas. And then he begin such an humbling experience. Somebody doesn't understand this. He said, today I got initiated, you know. I became rather, Guru accepted me. Somebody sent a cartoon. No, Radhanand Maharaj showed this cartoon many years back. Well, somebody is asking, so what are the four regulative principles? No meat-eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. And I also agree to chant my 16 rounds, continue to chant. And the person replies, so today I will accept you as my spiritual master. So this is the condition of a conditioned soul to always feel that he is very important and great. So only those who are actually qualified, they will feel that they are humbled by such experience of rewarding. I remember somebody asked this question to, again, Maharaj, Radhanand Maharaj, when he took sannyas. Somebody kind of challenged him. They said, I heard that sannyas is the highest position in your society. There is a brahmacharya ashram. They had studied some part of our scriptures and they wanted to challenge Maharaj. He said, sannyas means, you know, this is the highest position. They had read some scripture. Sannyasi means he is worshipped by everybody. He is guru even to the brahmanas. So is it that you have been rewarded for something, given the sannyas order? And spontaneously Maharaj said, no, sannyasi means servant of everybody. That answer he had never heard. As our Jananand Maharaj said, master of none. Master of none. You have no servants. You are servant of everybody. So therefore, Lakshman actually represents the highest concept of sannyas. Being attracted to Ram's qualities. So this is the quality of Lord Ram, Gunavan. Gunavan means what? That the nature that he's so compassionate, he comes to this material world, forced by his karma. And what is that karma? That is the divine karma of compassion. And the second quality, it is explained that Ram's quality dharmagya. Now dharmagya quality, as our Vasu Goshpa was mentioning in India, in land of dharma, you know, a dharma has been given greater prominence and dharma is given so less prominence. The sannyas article came only in one small newspaper, small space. And the dharma which is going on in D.Y. Patil Stadium, Brebon Stadium and everywhere else, that is given so much of prominence in the land of dharma. As our Chandramouli Maharaj mentioned, actually there was a big hoarding, maybe 3 World Cup back. What was the hoarding saying? Cricket is our religion and Sachin is our God. And I told this to Radhanand Maharaj and he said, yes, I don't know about cricket, I don't know about Sachin, but I know Sachinandan. Jai Sachinandan Gaurahari. So therefore, we see when something is taken, adharma is taken as dharma. What to speak of defining dharma? When adharma is taken as dharma, the definition of dharma has no standing. And what to speak of understanding Lord's dharma? Does Lord also has a dharma? Now the general understanding of dharma is to perform one's duty. Whether it is tough or easy, that one execute one's responsibility. In the Vedic system, for every ashram and every varna, there is resources given, facilities are given. Along with the facilities comes the responsibility. In Kali Yuga, we only talk about rights. My right is to get more salary. My right is this, my right is that. But nobody speaks about the responsibility. One who is responsible about his duty, he is called as dharmagya. A grahastha's dharma is different from a sannyasi's dharma. A brahmachari's dharma is different from vanaprastha's dharma. Student's dharma is different from the teacher's dharma. A student may remind the teacher about her or his dharma and forget about his duties. Then that creates a difficult situation in this world. So this is the dharma for the conditioned soul, to be fixed in his occupational duty centered around Krishna. So what is the dharma of the Lord? What could be dharma of the Lord? What rules he is supposed to follow? Is he bound to this material world when he is not part of this world? So dharma of the Lord, this question was asked by Mother Sita once. When Sita, in their intimate relationship, you know, she was embracing the Lord and she was fearing, maybe I will miss the association of the Supreme Lord. And therefore she raised this question, my dear Lord, what is the greatest pain you experience? Now what was the reply she was expecting? This is Ram Lila, so don't connect it to Krishna Lila. If it is Krishna Lila, if Radharani is there with Krishna, Krishna would say, you know, the greatest pain is to feel separation from you. But here we are talking Ram Lila. As I said, it's the principle of duty. Lord Ram said, the greatest pain in my heart is to suffer for the suffering of the living entity. He said, anyone who does not suffer by the seeing, by hearing and suffering about others, then that is greatest adharma. He said, I cannot stand suffering of others. When Sita again, once she was very much cautioning Lord Ram, because when he was going through Chitrakuta Dandakaranya forest, the sages came to Lord Ram and they said, my dear Lord, we are tormented by these demons. The demons are causing so much of suffering to us. They are destroying us, they are killing us, they are stopping our yajna, they are throwing all kinds of nonsense on the yajna. We are not able to perform our duties. And I always had this question, if the sages, why they should be subject to such a violence? If they are doing something for the Lord, if they are doing something for the welfare of the humanity, why they should be subject to destruction? Now the sages themselves say to Lord Ram, my dear Lord, they said, actually we are competent. We are able to save ourselves. By the power of our tapasya, we can kill the demons. But we have not come for that. We have come here to develop the quality of freedom from cruelty, freedom from giving curses to others, freedom from anger. We would give up our life, but would not give up our real desire for why we have come here. Not to become kshatriya-like, not to be violent. It is not our responsibility. It is the responsibility of the king. It is the responsibility of a kshatriya. Therefore, my dear Lord, if you think it is befitting to you and we are worthy of your protection, please help us to perform our tapasya. So Lord Ram, again, here he could have said, okay, don't worry, I will do it. This is there in the Valmiki Ramayana, the subtle, you know, behavior. Lord Ram said, no, you should not ask favors from me. Who am I to give favors to you? Rather, it is you are favoring me by engaging in your service, allowing me to also take part in this dharma. He said, do not seek, do not beg from me. It is my good fortune that you are engaging me in your service. And Lord Ram was moving about killing the demons. And then when Sita saw that Lord Ram is killing so many demons, she said, my dear Lord, you have come here not to act as a kshatriya. You have come here for vanastha life. You are a vanachari. As a vanachari, it is your responsibility that you should not take part in violence. And she said, there are three defects of a kshatriya, that he could become angry unnecessarily. He could engage in illicit activities. And he could kill living entities unnecessarily. No, lie, illicit activity and violence. I know that there is no question of illicit thought in your mind. And there is no question of lying. But I am worried about this third quality. What is it? The quality of violence. maybe you are causing unnecessary violence. And she told a story also, Mother Sita, the power of holding weapons. When you have weapons, you always think, I want to use this, I want to use that. And she told a story how Indra has got so many ways to, you know, tempt people from performing tapasya. One is he sends beautiful damsels. But there is also other trick. This time what Indra did with a very self-righteous Brahmana, a sage, he came disguised himself as a warrior and he gave him a weapon. Please hold it, I am coming back very soon. And the sage became responsible, because sages are responsible. If somebody gives you something to take care of it, you will certainly take care if you are a responsible person. So he's holding. One day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed, Indra did not come. He became more responsible. Where will I hold this? Where will I keep this? Somebody steals, then I have to be, you know, answerable to him. So he was thinking, and then the thought started, you know, dwindling. Maybe I can use this in this way. Maybe I can use in that way. And eventually the sage, who is a very simple-hearted, never thought of using weapons, he became a cruel-hearted person, became a greatest murderer. Indra was satisfied with this. I tricked him and made him a cruel person. So Sita told this story to Lord Ram. You could be also like that, unnecessarily using. And Ram heard it. Interesting point. In the tradition system, there is a chance for the other party also to express their opinion. And the husband has to hear, not chastise. So Ram heard, he said, very good, you are speaking all this for my own good. But now let me tell you. He said, whether Vanastha or no, he said, I am representing Bharat. Therefore, it is my responsibility to act as a Kshatriya at all times. I cannot give up acting as a Kshatriya. He said, I hold his bow and arrow, and whenever I hear the cry of helplessness, it is spontaneous that whenever I hear the cry of helplessness, my bow starts functioning. The arrows are released from my bow and I cause satisfaction. And Lord Ram said, my dear Sita, I can't stand seeing the suffering, especially of the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas. To free them from suffering, I am willing to renounce you. I am willing to renounce my brother. I am willing to renounce all the opulence of Ayodhya. But I can't stand seeing the suffering of others. That is Dharmagya. Dharmagya means the Lord can't stand seeing the suffering of the living entities. That is Dharma for the Lord. Therefore, again, in the Ramayana, Lord Ram declared it to everybody. And Lord Chaitanya quotes, this is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also. What is that? This is my vrata. This is my dharma. What is my dharma? That anyone who comes to me asking for shelter, I would certainly give them shelter without any hesitation. There is no question of not giving them shelter. And what to speak of Vibhishan, my dear Sugriv, even at this point of time, Ravan comes. Some great saints, they explain, was Ram incompetent to kill Ravan in one shot? Because one of the definitions of Lord Ram's Sarangadhanva, the Kodanda Ram, is that one arrow can kill. You don't have to keep on shooting again and again. So why Ram was shooting and again Ravan was getting revived? Every time Ram would shoot, again Ravan would revive. One arrow, his head would fly off. Another would come. Why? Because this quality of Dharmagya, Karuna. Ram was thinking, when I shoot, I remove his head. The next head will come which is better. The brain substance may be different. Now he might change his opinion and surrender to me. So Ram kept on shooting, removing the head, hoping that the next head will bow down to him. But Ravan was Ravan. With whatever heads he had no heart. His heart did not change. So Ram said, okay, now heart surgery. And he removed him from this place. Therefore it is explained that Ram was saying, I want to save you, I want to save you, I want to save you. But Ravan was saying, I want to be killed, I want to be killed, I want to be killed. So that was the stubbornness of Ravan not to take the mercy of the Lord. He was too strong not to take the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, Lord Ram gave him the mercy in some incarnation. That is the quality of the Lord, Dharmagya. We will complete with one more quality. This quality of gratitude, Kritajnata. Kritajnata, again, this quality of gratitude, it is not something wonderful. It's a duty, it's a responsibility. We are indebted to this world, we are indebted to people, we are indebted to the surrounding. We are constantly receiving favor. Shubhu Vilas Prabhu, you know, heard somewhere in the Vidur Niti, very interesting point. Vidur told this to Dhritarashtra, what is the concept that we breathe in and we breathe out? We breathe in, we breathe out. We breathe in, we breathe out. Breathing in, only if you keep on breathing in, I can't give up. You know, if I breathe out, I will lose something which I hold. If you keep on breathing, what will happen? You know, you'll become a balloon and burst. But you keep breathing out, you get exhausted and you will die. Breathing in and breathing out is nothing but receiving favors and expressing gratitude. Giving, taking and giving, taking and giving. Our son receives so much from the parents. It is the responsibility, no big deal if he offers something to the parents. A teacher gives so much to the student and the student does not offer back, then what kind of student is he? Gratitude is nothing but civil behavior. One who is grateful is called as civil. No great deal. In Kali Yuga, you know, people are very, you know, why should I? Always the mind of a living entity in Kali Yuga is to trick. He does not want to remember. Kritajnata is not there. Akritajnata. Then not to remember the act, Kritajna. Prabhupada defines Kritajnata as part of intelligence in the Bhagavatam first canto. Very interesting. It is part of intelligence. Somebody has intelligence, that means he is grateful. Why? Because Krita means act, Jnya means to remember. Kritajna, Kritajna means not to remember. Kritajna means if somebody does some favors to you, you break it, you destroy it. Like Indra's elephant, Airavat, when Durvasmuni offered that garland, Indra gave it to that elephant, and elephant thinking it's like sugar cane, he crushed the garland. That is Kritajna. So therefore, it is no great quality in the living entity if he is grateful. If he is grateful, that means he is a sane person. But it is so rare in Kali Yuga to even remind somebody does something good to us. Very, very difficult. Very difficult to be grateful. People want to forget. Just imagine defying the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No, I don't accept that God exists. That shows the sign of uncivil behavior. So what is that in Lord? He has to be grateful to the living entities. What favors does he receive from the living entities? There is nothing what the living entities can offer to the Lord. What favors? This whole creation is made by the Lord. We are breathing because of the Lord. We are able to talk because of the Lord. We are able to see because of the Lord. We are able to hear because of the Lord. So much favors we are receiving from the Lord, and He is not receiving anything from us. So where is the question of Lord being grateful? But what is this quality of gratitude in the Lord? It is explained, Rupa Goswami also speaks this in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The quality of gratitude is that when the living entity does some devotional service to the Lord, a little service to the Lord is so grateful. The example is given of Kakasur. Kakasur was Indra's son Jayanta. He came with the intention of harming Mother Sita, and he pecked his beak at the breast of Mother Sita, caused harm to her. And then Ram did not release an arrow. He just empowered a grass and he released it on Kakasur.
And Kakasur went everywhere. Jayant went everywhere. And everybody chased him away, including his father. He said, don't stay here because I will be harmed. He went everywhere looking for protection and nobody could protect him. So when Jayant was coming down, he was not coming to take shelter of Ram. He was coming down thinking if I have to die, he was hopeless case. The hopelessness developed in him. And in that hopelessness, he was thinking, let me go and die in front of Ram. Not that he was taking shelter. There's no question of taking shelter. And he was so exhausted going everywhere, he could not even come close to Lord Ram. He was falling far away. And Mother Sita grabbed him. She grabbed him and she placed him at the feet of Lord Ram, and Lord Ram immediately forgave her. Forgave him. Why forgave? He felt so grateful that you suffered so much. And it is explained that actually what does Jayanta deserve? Jayanta deserves just like Lord Ram killed Ravan. First thing he deserves, killing. But Ram did not kill him. That is his first quality. Not only compassion, but feeling gratitude. And second, Lord Ram was thinking, this is the I. Who caused the problem? Of course, ultimately living entity is responsible, but sometimes there are some tools, certain situations, certain objects, certain senses, which cause disturbance to our connection to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa. The eye of Jayanta caused so much of trouble. Ram said, there's so much trouble this eye has caused, I'll remove that eye. Not because he wanted to punish, rather he wanted to relieve. He removed that eye. Just like in the... This is how the devotees see. Outsiders will see, what is this? How can Ram punish Shurpanaka? How can Lakshman punish Shurpanaka? That she came with good intention. It is there in the scripture, a king and a kshatriya, if somebody approaches, they have to fulfill their desires. So Shurpanaka came to Ram, came to Lakshman. Rather than fulfilling her desire, they chastised her, they punished her. Of course, in the first place, Shurpanaka was not loyal to one person. When Ram told her, go to Lakshman, she quit. She was like a political leader, going from one party to another party. Wherever there is facility, you jump. There is no ideology. So she has no loyalty. Ram said, no, he's better. She jumped there. Lakshman said, you don't want to be second best. Go there. She jumped there also. She was not loving, rather she was lusty. And at what cost? Brother and sister, we see. Brother wanted Sita without Ram, and Shurpanaka wanted Ram without Sita. Both are demons. One is in the woman's body and one is in the man's body. You want energy, but not the energetic. You want the energetic, but not the energy. Prabhupada said, worshipping energetic without energy is bad, and worshipping energy without energetic, that is kind of Mayavad philosophy. When he was in Wardha giving Bhagavad Gita classes, he went for that Gita seminar. Gita was there, but Krishna was not there. And the organizer said, Swamiji, we are only interested with Gita, but not the speaker of Gita. That is demoniac. Like Ashwatthama wanted Krishna Sudarshan Chakra. At what cost? Killing Krishna. He wanted to kill Krishna and wanted to have Sudarshan Chakra. Both Ravan and his sister are same. You can't have Ram without Sita, and you cannot have Sita without Ram. Then we will become Ram or Shurpanaka. So here, that is the quality of the Lord, Kritadnyata. So he dragged, and first that he did not kill, second he removed that eye, and third, for such an offense, what one deserves? Not only killing him, rather destroying the entire dynasty, as it happened with Ravan. Not only Ravan got killed, but his entire dynasty got destroyed. Entire dynasty. And therefore all the Lanka Vasin, they were cursing Ravan. That because of you, all of our people got destroyed. Like Duryodhan, same thing. Because of that offense, entire Kuru Vamsha got destroyed. Anyone who got connected to Duryodhan got destroyed. Anyone who showed some favors to Duryodhan got destroyed. That is what the punishment is given to someone who acts so badly. So Jayan deserves that. But what did Lord Ram do? He's so grateful, he immediately gave him the mercy on the spot and he saved him. In this way, Lord Ram has so many such qualities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, and he comes and he performs these wonderful pastimes to attract. Now I'll conclude. Somebody said, if there is a debate between a Krishna's devotee and Ram's devotee, who will win? Who will win? If two speakers, one is Krishna's devotee sitting and one is Ram's devotee speaking, who will win? So the answer was, the audience will win. Why? Because both will chur nectar, proving their Lord to be supreme. And both will not win. Because from the rasa point of view, one will prove how Krishna is great, and another will prove how Ram is great. They will keep on talking, and while proving their Lord's qualities, their Lord's greatness, what are they doing? They are simply churning the great qualities of the Lord. In this way, the audience become victorious. So on this auspicious occasion of Ram's appearance, we are going to have Abhishek very soon, immediately, that we can only pray that the greatness of Lord Ram, Srila Prabhupada established Lord Ram in Juhu also, along with Radharas Bihari. So when we have Ram understanding this principle, the principle of duty, then the concept of love becomes very easy to practice, and that love will not be causing a wrong behavior amongst the people. Jai Shri Ram Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Ram Nami Mahamohostav Ki.